I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition, an Arts and Culture Podcast. And our final fall series, Tunes of Twilight, is going to feature Chicago Farmer, also known as Cody Dekoff. So welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
I looked back. If you have performed here before, I didn't see you on the schedule for Tunes at Twilight, but I think you might have played somewhere close by, right?
Yeah, I played in the area a couple times, but man, it's been quite a while. So I'm finally looking back, looking forward to getting back and being a part of this series. It looks like a great time and a great setup.
You list one of your, you have been playing for quite a while, the most recent album you released, I think alongside, was it The Field Notes? Is that sort of a backing band?
After like 20 years of just playing solo, kind of doing like a more folk singer, one man kind of thing, I started a band about 8 years ago. And this, we decided after spending so much time together in the van, it was probably time to get together in a studio. And so we went into the studio and kind of had our parts worked out and everything, and laid down the record homemade, and it just came out in March. And it's been keeping us busy and keeping us on our toes. And we've been in St. Louis and Kansas City, and so now we're ready to expand a little bit and I'm gonna get back to Cape. I kind of play half my time solo and half my time with the band. So but, you know, the songs are kind of always at the forefront of either way we do it.
Well, a title on one of those, the most recent album, is Great River Road. Is that correct? That's on this newest album. People are familiar if they're driving along anywhere in this area, you know, especially near Cape Girardeau, they're going to recognize that name. Was it inspired by the Great River Road that's along the Mississippi?
It was indeed, yeah. Being a Midwesterner, I've spent a lot of time up and down, you know, the Mississippi River, and I was kind of writing a song about my grandparents and thought that would be kind of a neat connection. The Great River Road kind of like involved with my grandparents and their journey. My grandfather lived to be just shy of 102, and my grandma's 98. So they're kind of both at the end of their great journey of life, and I thought, you know, that would be a good way to kind of tie that in with kind of like the journey of being on the Great River Road. And I don't know, I just thought there were a lot of metaphors and connections in there with the title. So a couple of the songs are really inspired by them. They're farmers and veterans. And I don't know, when I think of a river, and I hope grandma lives another 20 years, but she's 98 and, you know, moving pretty slow, but I'm just grateful for my experiences with them over the years.
Oh, Chicago Farmer. Are you based out of Chicago now? I don't think that's actually where you started, though. Is it? Or
well, my hometown is Delavan, Illinois, which is population 1,700, which is just south of Peoria, Illinois. Then I lived in Chicago for many, many years, and now I live in a town called Bloomington, Illinois, which is a little bit closer to my roots. So I've kind of run the gamut of small town to huge city to medium-sized town. So I've kind of been in the thick of all of it here and back and forth Illinois. But I love river towns. And I don't know, Cape kind of has that vibe of a river town, but also a small town too. But there's also things to do, like Tunes and Twilight. So I feel like it's that perfect kind of in-between spot, in-between size too.
You say you draw a lot of influences from the late, great John Prine. Did you see him in concert, or did you see him kind of where you were living quite a lot, or did he pass through a lot?
I only, unfortunately, got to see him live once, and it was everything I hoped for. I saw him at the Rialto Theater in Joliet, Illinois, and just the whole show was incredible and put me on a roller coaster of emotions, and then I kicked myself for not seeing him more. But it was the Tree of Forgiveness tour, and I don't know, maybe it was before that. I'm not sure, but man, just I really fell in love with his music the first time I heard it. And then when I moved to Chicago, I started spending a lot of time at the Old Town School of Folk Music. I took harmonica lessons there and just kind of started falling in love with Arlo Guthrie and Steve Goodman and Prine. And I don't know, Prine was just always the guy that spoke to me the most, probably, you know, because he's just up the road there in Illinois and used to deliver the mail, and I used to deliver pizzas and phone books and flowers. So I kind of started writing songs as I was delivering things, kind of like he did. And I don't know, I just felt a huge connection to him and his songs and his stories right away.
What do people have to expect at Tunes at Twilight? like you said, you do have a backing, I guess an official backing band now. Are you bringing them with you to Tunes of Twilight?
No, I'm just going to be solo on this one. But fans can expect a lot of storytelling, a lot of story songs, a lot of Midwestern, subjects. Our new album, I'll be playing most of the songs off that. I think it connects with a lot of folks, but I think especially Midwesterners. And there's be sing-alongs and, maybe a Dolly Parton some song thrown in there.
Oh, of course, yes.
But mostly stories and just songs that were inspired by Midwest and Midwesterners.
All right. We're looking forward to it. And you can check out some of your music as well. Where can people go to find some of Chicago Farmer, or I guess under your name, right?
Yeah. We got some songs on chicagofarmer.com where you can just go and listen for free. And also there's a link on there to the record, and it's on Spotify. So just anywhere you search up Chicago Farmer, the music should come up.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Cody Dekoff, a part of the Chicago Farmer Collective, along with the Field Notes, and coming to Tunes at Twilight on the final part of the fall tour for Tunes at Twilight, Friday, September 11th at 6:30 at the Ivor Square Gazebo. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.